Weather Eye.
For the forecast area, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, we will see sunshine today, a high temperature near 93, and a calm wind becoming west. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Fallhuber. Right now, 72.
Hi, this is Mike from Maple Street Grill. Debbie and I wanted to invite you down to try some of the exciting new menu items. Citrus halibut, Southwest mahi, or our new bone-in ribeye by guest request. Debbie and I would like to invite you down to the Maple Street Grill located on the west side of historic downtown Murfreesboro.
The Good Neighbor Network is on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11, and WGNSradio.com. WGNS Murfreesboro.
Good morning. Right now the time, 8:33. Temperature outside holding at 73 degrees right now. Our guests today, Sean Gilliland and Vivian Besong from the Primary Care and Hope Clinic. And the big Taste of Stones River is coming up. It's going to be on Saturday. Again, Sean, tell us the details on that.
Well, it's from 4 to 8 p.m., and it's in the parking lot at the Avenues, directly in front of Belk. And I'll put in a plug there that if you're planning on going to the Avenue, don't worry, there's still going to be plenty of parking. We're not taking up the whole lot. But if you do, go, please stop by our event. You come to the Taste of Stones River and purchase tickets for 50 cents apiece. And then use those tickets to buy samples of food from over 40 different restaurants who are coming out.
What are some of the restaurants that are going to be there?
Well, we can just go through the list here. Some of them, Barbecue is going to be there with some barbecue. Some Southwestern Spanish-Mexican food like Blue Agave, Mi Tierra, Mexican restaurant. Chewy's and Chili's are both going to be there. Donut Country, the Gateway Grill inside the Embassy Suites. Let's see, Krispy Kreme Donuts is going to be doing some things in the kids' area. And a really fun guy, the Funky Monkey Shaved Ice for the kids' area.
Interesting.
Yeah, exactly. So you make your own little shaved ice drink. And then Mimi's Cafe, certainly from out there at the Avenues, and some others. Again, it's going to be a wide selection of food, a little bit of something for everybody.
40 different vendors, though.
Right.
All this takes place on Saturday. And Vivian, we were talking about diabetes. What are some of the warning signs or some of the symptoms of diabetes that our listeners need to look out for?
Well, the classic symptoms would be increased thirst, feeling like you're thirsty all the time, wanting to drink, increased feeling like urination where you feel like you have to go to the bathroom all the time, and for some, increased hunger. You know, feel like they're hungry all the time. Those would be more of the classic symptoms. If your blood sugar is running really high, you know, you may feel more dizzy or disoriented or, you know, even to the point of passing out, sweaty, clammy, those kind of things. It's really hard because sometimes the symptoms of low blood sugar mimic the symptoms of high blood sugar. But the classic ones that we look for would, again, be increased thirst, increased urination, and increased hunger.
You know, we've all heard those stories where a diabetic was pulled over for suspicion of drunk driving because I guess they were having a diabetic crisis. Mm-hmm. How often do things like that mm-hmm. happen?
Well, they do happen, you know, they happen more frequently than we think. We actually had a participant in the workshop that happened too. I know that Middle Tennessee Medical Center and some others have started a program where you can get a doctor's note and they can actually put a sticker, or you can get a sticker for your car and to say that I am diabetic. So if they're pulled over like that, especially if they're not able to talk or, you know, really disoriented, that they can get emergency help there. But it can happen. You know, with our diabetics, we really encourage them to test their blood sugar regularly, and so they'll know if they're running low that they don't need to be driving a car.
How serious is a diabetic crisis?
It can be very serious, and it can be very scary, and that is something that I counsel on when they come to see me, is the signs and symptoms of hypoglycemia, and then what the treatment, what they should do for it. This happens more, again, with people that are on medication or insulin, and then they don't eat, and then, you know, their blood sugar drops. But it is, and I have a lot of them like, well, that's never happened to me. Well, until it happens, that first time it happens, it's really scary. So we want them to understand what's going on. And we also recommend, you know, a medical alert bracelet or something like that, and carrying an emergency snack.
Could something like that happen to somebody who has not been previously diagnosed with diabetes? They just, you know, could that happen?
Well, there is different forms of hypoglycemia. That's not necessarily where you would be diabetic. For the most part, again, it's related to the medications and not eating. Although, you know, we do have people that have reactive hypoglycemia or different, but that's again, different than diabetes.
A weight loss clinic is coming up in the near future. Tell us about that.
I've just gone through some training to do it's a program called Life Steps, and it's a weight management program, and it stresses the importance of diet, physical activity, and behavior modification techniques. It's going to be a 12-week program. For this initial session, we are just offering it to our patients at the clinic, and we're going to begin that in September, and if any of our patients are interested, we have some information sessions going on August 29th and September 6th at 11 a.m. at the clinic. Hopefully, our plan is to possibly open it to the public after the first of the year.
What are some of the highlights that will be taught?
Well, we're going to talk about how to manage your food choices by looking at not only what you eat, but how much you eat, how often you eat, how you eat it, and why you eat it. And then after that, we're going to apply that information and develop a realistic eating style that includes the foods that you would like and then the foods you need to stay healthy. You know, a lot of the problems with the weight loss programs and even some of the weight loss medications out there is that people do it for a short amount of time, but they really didn't change what they were doing before. So when they stop the medication or they're out of the program, they go right back to, you know, after they've lost some weight, they go right back to those old eating behaviors. This program is really going to be focusing on not necessarily the weight, but the behaviors and just making certain behaviors, changes in those behaviors to make us more at a healthy weight and increase our longevity.
You hear about addiction to alcohol and addiction to drugs on a daily basis. Do a lot of people have addictions to food here in Rutherford County?
I don't know if I would call it. I'm sure there's some addictions to food. I think a lot of more what happens, and there was an article in the paper yesterday that talked about, you know, the role of stress and diet. And a lot of people, they're combating the stress or their lifestyle by turning to food. So, you know, whether that's an addiction or not, and that's one of the things, especially even with diabetes and with weight loss, is we have to figure out, okay, well, this stressful situation, how can we deal with that without using food?
Sean, we talked a lot about the primary care and Hope Clinic and all the different things that they do for the community, but one thing we haven't really touched base on is the growth of the Primary Care and Hope Clinic, and it has grown quite a bit over the years.
You know, next year, a lot of people don't realize this, we're going to be celebrating our 20th anniversary. Been in Rutherford County for 20 years, but 2 years ago, we made the move from South Church Street to our new facility on Old Nashville Highway, and we're right behind the ball fields at New Vision Baptist Church, and if you're going over the bridge on Thompson Lane and look to your left, you'll see us. And a lot of people have seen that building, that facility, and maybe not known exactly what we are, but we did move into a 25,000 square foot facility and have grown really from one provider and maybe two staff members, a nurse and an office manager, to 33 employees and seven providers, and it's been an incredible growth, and we've been blessed by the community who sees the need for the services we provide and has helped us to do that, and also again the patients who come in that we've been able to serve, and you know, I feel like there's more to be done, and hopefully we can continue to grow and make that happen.
How many nurse practitioners and nurses and whatnot do you have? Break it all down for us.
Well, we are a nurse practitioner led clinic, so we have a physician that serves as the preceptor for seven nurse practitioners. Some of those are part-time, some of those are full-time. And then we have the way we operate is through nurse practitioner teams and provider teams. So each nurse will practitioner will have a medical assistant or nurse that they work with, and then there are a couple of schedulers who work specifically with certain nurse practitioners. So when patients come in, every time they'll see the same scheduler, they'll go back and see the same nurse and then go see the same nurse practitioner. So it helps for that continuity of care. And we've also been able to add a few other positions over the years, like Vivian's, to work with not just our diabetic patients, but hypertensive patients, any patients who really need that kind of nutrition and diet counseling. We also have a behavioral health specialist who works with, we have a lot of, Vivian was talking about the link with obesity and depression, and we have a lot of patients who are suffering from depression. If you have chronic illnesses, sometimes that's a side effect of that. We have a referral coordinator so that if our patients come in, whether they're insured or uninsured, if they see our providers and need additional services, they can work with the referral coordinator to find a physician that can take care of that specialty or special need. We have a social worker who provides intakes for our uninsured patients. We have to collect some income information. We charge a fee based on a sliding scale, so she works with them on that, but also tries to help them through issues that they may be having. You know, what's causing their problems? Is there some program benefit, some class, or something they can do to help this situation? She works with our patients on that. So we really have tried to move beyond just the basics of primary care to approach taking care of the whole patient.
Is there a pharmacy there as well?
Well, this Dispensary of Hope is located in our building. That's a program run by Middle Tennessee Medical Center. And so our uninsured patients can go just across the hall and to the dispensary and try to receive help to receive that medication from them. There are also another program that our social worker provides. Many of the pharmaceutical manufacturers have prescription assistance programs that they provide, and sometimes she can help those uninsured patients work with those pharmaceutical companies to get the medicine they need.
What types of ailments do people come to the primary care and Hope Clinic with? I mean, is it everything under the sun?
It really does run the gamut. There are a few things we don't do. We don't have an OBGYN right now. That's something obviously we'd like to explore. But we have just about everything else. And we even handle some acute cases. People come in with gashes and things like that. And if it's something that we can handle that you don't have to go to the emergency room, we can do some of that, even acute care.
What are the hours of operation?
We're open from 7 to 6, 4 days a week, and 7 to 5 on Fridays.
You know, we talked a lot about diabetes and whatnot, but we haven't talked about high blood pressure really at all this morning. How many people suffer from high blood pressure in our community?
Well, the numbers there are similar to diabetes, and in our clinic, they're going to be tandem. It's going to be 15 to 20% of our patients. That may not be indicative of the whole community, but I think it's certainly around 10 to 15% of everybody in the country.
What can people do to help lower their blood pressure? What are some of the things that they need to be watching out for?
Well, certainly diet's a component. I'll let Vivian speak to that. It's another one of those things. I've been lucky. I don't have problems with blood sugar and hypertension, but I do have high cholesterol. And, you know, that again is another one that's pretty common and you can work at with your diet and exercise. Certainly something I need to do more of. But there's some simple, inexpensive medications that can help you bring that down and really save your life. Hypertension's a good example of that as well. I think it's called the silent killer because it's another one of those things that people don't know they have, and then they have something major happen and can even lose their life. So, I'm going to let Vivian talk to the nutrition piece of that, but it all comes back to good primary care. You know, if we drive a car, we understand that we could just wait for it to break down and take it into the mechanic. But we all know that the best strategy is to get the oil changed regularly and take it in for some scheduled maintenance. And we're kind of the same way. If we just wait for us to be really sick, then sometimes the solution is a lot more expensive and a lot more troublesome and could even cause us further problems. But if we have a good relationship with our primary care provider, whether it's our clinic or some other clinic, they can diagnose these conditions earlier. And maybe through changes in behavior and diet, and maybe through some simple medication, can really start working on this problem and even solve the problem.
So preventative maintenance is the key to staying healthy, I guess.
Yes, it is. And, you know, with hypertension, a lot of times it's going hand in hand with another diagnosis, whether it's high cholesterol, some form of heart disease, or diabetes itself. And for diet-wise, of course, sodium is the big one that we want to watch for the hypertension, and exercise, and then stress management.
And I guess hypertension and high cholesterol as well could be hereditary in some cases.
It could be, yes. We do see that, again, a lot with the high cholesterol is environment-related and just, you know, poor eating habits. But there are some people that it runs in their family. And again, the providers really look, and, you know, for diabetics, cardiovascular disease is the number one complication. So we're automatically, if they're having trouble with their blood sugar, we're automatically assessing, you know, their cardiovascular risk and whether we need to go ahead and put them on some medication. But that's something that we're definitely going to address as far as their diet goes.
Now, Sean, I know you mentioned hypertension, high blood pressure is the silent killer. But are there any signs we can look out for? I mean, headaches, anything like that?
There are. And you know, not being a provider, I'd be hesitant to give a list. But there are some things. But again, I think it just comes back to having that relationship with your physician to let them know exactly what's going on with you. And that's something I've heard our providers talk about, and it's a problem in medicine, is they when you go visit your doctor, sometimes you just talk about what's going on that day, but you really need to talk about everything that's happening. And even if it's nothing, you know, it may be one of these symptoms that leads you to a bigger problem.
How important is it to keep the same provider throughout your lifetime? I mean, should you change doctors or nurse practitioners often, or should you keep the same one?
Well, I think there's certainly a benefit to keeping the same one, and again, it goes to that relationship. I mentioned a medical home earlier. This is actually an idea that goes back to the 70s, but in the last several years, it's come back around from the American Academy of Family Physicians and others that are pushing a primary care practice, regardless of who it is. You know, my provider is Dr. Chris Beckman here in town, and he does great work and has a great staff. And it's building that relationship with that person or that nurse or that office, really, to know you and know everything that's going on in your life, so that they can really try to treat the whole person and not just one thing. And it goes both ways. There are requirements that the practice needs to do, but also the things that the patient needs to do. And the patients need to be open and honest. And if you're seeing a lot of different people, it's easy to let some of these conditions go unnoticed. But if you build that relationship, sometimes you can do it. I was talking about car a minute ago. There was a time when I had a really good close relationship with my mechanic. We went to church together, hung out together, and I never had a better running car, because anytime it did anything that was out of the ordinary, I would just mention it to him, and he would talk about it. And again, I think that's similar to the medical home philosophy, is that if you have the same provider, if you build that relationship, they can see these things coming maybe even before you do.
Right now that time is 8:50. We got to take another short break, but we will be right back. Our number is 893-1450. We'll try to open up the phone lines during this last half of the show. Again, 893-1450. Stay with us.
This is FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Franklin Raff here. Every dollar we spend is a vote for the kind of country we want our children to live in. So when you need painting done, hire Michaels. Residential and commercial, no job too big or small, Michaels' quality and brushmanship is without parallel. And he keeps his pricing competitive without hiring a single illegal immigrant, ever. Call Michaels Painting for a free estimate in English. 615-542-1891.
People ask me, how does Perry Bell sell first quality name brand furniture about half price every day at Bell Furniture? He's learned that if you buy in trailer truckload quantities, you save money. And then instead of making the displays look like a decorator magazine, he puts it all in one big room. That saves money too. Plus, it's only Perry Bell and Linda Ferris there. The overhead is down. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Family Staffing Solutions, Family Staffing has been a fantastic experience for me. I don't know what I would have done without them.
Stay independent, at home, in charge.
They have given me hope when I didn't think there was any hope.
It's just the most involved kind of relationship, and when it works, it is so beautiful.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions, personal care assistance at its best. Call 848-6774, online at familystaffing.com.
WeatherEye.
For the forecast area, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, you will see sunshine today, a high temperature near 93, and a calm wind becoming west. I'm WGNS meteorologist Andy Falhuber. Right now, 72.
Quality automotive repair service and repair at honest, fair prices. Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Call 896-1407. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning. We are continuing to see rush hour volume building along Interstate 24 as you're headed through Smyrna and into Davidson County, so be careful on this Friday morning commute. Murfreesboro Road also building with volume and slowing through Smyrna and Laverne. Your points of access to the interstate all active at this time. Heads up, Hair Salon has barbers, hair designers, and colorists for the entire family. 9 locations, sensibly priced for over 30 years. Go online, headsuphaircuttingsalon.com. I'm Charlie Zunny, and it's WGNS Traffic.
Emissions testing, brakes, check engine lights.
Todd's Complete Auto Care.
Oil change, tune-ups, transmission.
Todd's Complete Auto Care.
Everything in between.
Todd's Complete Auto Care.
We're on Southeast Broad across from the Discovery Center.
Todd's Complete Auto Care.
Can you see me?
We're here at the Co-op Farm and Home Center talking with Tina. We are in the garden and patio area. As you hear in the background, beautiful fountains.
We have all different kinds of fountains. We even have the nice wall fountains. You can build your own fountain out of flower pots. We have the kits that you can do that with. We also have lots of patio furniture, nice patio sets, really good concrete statuary pieces.
All of that here at the Co-op Farm and Home Center on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off South Church.
Good morning. Right now it is 8:54. Temperature outside 74 degrees. Let's get a check. Or actually, we just checked on the weather, didn't we? So let's not do that. Vivian Besong and Sean Gilliland are with us this morning talking about the Primary Care and Hope Clinic and the Taste of Stones River, the annual Taste of Stones River. This is, in fact, the fifth year that this has gone on. Sean, tell us again the details about the Taste of Stones River.
In the Avenues parking lot, Saturday from 4 to 8, you'll have the opportunity to come and buy tickets for 50 cents apiece. And then use those tickets to purchase samples from over 40 different local restaurants who are going to have their wares there. We also have a kids zone that's set up just for kids with inflatables. There's going to be an antique fire truck for them to climb on. Funky monkey shaved ice and Krispy Kreme is going to be doing donut dunking in the kids area. So lots of things for the kids to do as well as the adults.
We were talking about some of the different restaurants that are going to be there a lot. Nuke's Express Cafe, Papa John's, Paschetti's Greek and Italian Cafe, Paleo's, Purity Dairies. A lot of people are going to be out there.
That's right. If they want to see the whole list, they can go to the website, tasteofstonesriver.org, and see everybody that's going to be there.
And you said Donut Country had a donut milkshake. I wonder if they're going to have that on out there.
I don't know.
Pretty good.
They've got a lot of different options.
All of this going on Saturday, starting at 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And again, tickets just 50 cents, right?
That's right, 50 cents a piece. Now, depending on what they're offering, you know, for instance, Chop House is going to have prime rib. You know, I don't know what kind of sample that is, but it may be more tickets. But, you know, for anywhere from 1 to 4 or 5 tickets will get you a sample. And so you could come and spend a little bit of money and try a small sample at a few different places, or you could buy a whole roll of tickets and just slap on the feed bag, as they say. But I don't think Vivian would appreciate that, given our current conversation about diabetes.
You could easily feed your whole family for probably under $20.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it really is. And you know, you go to a lot of festivals, and the food's normally more expensive than what you would see going to a restaurant. But a lot of these restaurants, they're doing this to support our clinic, but they're also doing it to try to find new customers. So, you know, a lot of times those You may be able to get some prime rib from Chop House for really $2, and you're not going to have that opportunity anywhere else.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for it to start today.
Well, come on out.
In closing, we only have about 2.5 minutes left, but in closing, what does a primary care and hope clinic do in our community?
Well, we try to provide that medical home for all of our patients, regardless of their insured status. And so if you have insurance, you can come out there and we'll provide the same service. If you don't have insurance, we want to be that medical home and make sure you get the primary care you need.
And the bottom line is you need to build a relationship with your care provider, and you need to work on that preventative maintenance that you discussed about and how important that is. And that's very important to do. So if you don't have a primary care provider, I guess you could make the primary care and Hope Clinic your home.
We'd love to have you.
Right now that time is 8:58, and Vivian, in closing, I know we only have a couple of minutes left here, but what are the workshops that are coming up?
We have a Yes I Can Diabetes Self-Management Workshop, and that will begin on August 24th, and if you're interested in enrolling, that's the 6-week workshop. At you can call 494-8685, and then we actually have a diabetes help session, and that's just a one-time seminar. It's going to be on August 30th from 10 to 11:30 at the clinic.
And is there going to be another seminar on how to properly shop at the grocery store?
We don't have any scheduled at this time, but if you can check, our website at the Hope Clinic, and if we have something else coming up, it'll be in the DNJ, and maybe we'll come on the radio again and push that.
And what is the website?
It's www.hopeclnc.org.
Easy enough to remember. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
Our guests have been Sean Gilliland and Vivian Bassong, and they are with the Primary Care and Hope Clinic. And just a reminder, the Taste of Stones River going on tomorrow, starting at 4 o'clock at the Avenue in the Belk parking lot. Right now the time, 8:59, again 76 degrees outside right now. You're listening to WGNS. Local news comes your way next.
Middle Tennessee's home for the Atlanta Braves. WGNS, Murfreesboro, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.